A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, from verse 22 to verse 24. The scripture says, "So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians." The Lord will trouble your pursuers in the name of Jesus. The children of Israel had been slaves in Egypt for over 400 years, 430 years according to scriptures. And so the Egyptians had oppressed them. God had sent Moses to liberate the children of Israel. He sent him with a message to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Pharaoh resisted when Moses told him. Pharaoh actually asked, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go?" Anything that is asking who is the Lord over your life is a pursuer that does not want you to go. The pursuer will be querying the authority of the word of God over your life, just like Pharaoh did. Pharaoh said, "I do not know the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And so anything that defies the word of God over your life and over your destiny is a pursuer like these Egyptians. The Egyptians oppressed the children of Israel, that troubled them, made them serve with rigor. So Israel served with rigor and they were tormented and troubled. Moses came to the scene as instructed by God and told Pharaoh again, "Thus saith the Lord, let my people go." Pharaoh refused, and after a series of plagues, 10 different plagues visited upon the land of Egypt, Pharaoh, at the instance of the blood, now finally allowed Israel to go. Israel left with jubilation, with joy. They left with the Passover, and no sooner had they left than Pharaoh mustered his army again to pursue after them. Listen to me, dear listener, it is not the will of whoever holds you bound to let you go free. If a habit, a bad habit, is holding you bound, it is never the desire of that habit to let you go free. If a sin is holding you bound, it is never the desire of the sin or the devil, the father of all sins, to let you go. If a man is holding you as a slave, it is never the intention of that man to let you go. If you are a slave to a man, you are slaving for someone. Understand, it is never the desire or the intention of the man you are slaving for to let you go. Pharaoh gave up concerning the children of Israel because of the high hand of God and the visitation of God upon his land. The Lord plagued them. He let Israel go. However, he mustered his army and pursued after them. Whatever it is that is pursuing after your life, after your destiny, we decree their judgment today in the precious name of Jesus. And so Pharaoh and his army pursued the children of Israel. God parted the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass. The Egyptians pursued behind, were coming behind them, but the Red Sea was standing in front of them. There are times in our lives that it appears certain circumstances or situations or things are delaying us for evil or the enemy to catch up with us. You must have that understanding. Sometimes you want to move fast in life, but certain things happen that wants to delay you and cause people coming behind or the enemy to catch up with you. My prayer for you today, it is whatever wants to delay you for the enemy to catch up with you, the fire of the Lord will consume it. It shall be taken out of the way for you in the name of Jesus. So the Red Sea stood on the path of the children of Israel. It stood in their way and it wouldn't let them go. And so the children of Israel were terribly agitated because Pharaoh was coming behind them with his army, and the Red Sea would not let them go. And it was as if the Red Sea was there to delay them for Pharaoh and his host to catch up with them. But thanks be to God, who will always make a way of escape for his children. The Lord instructed Moses to stretch his hands to the world, to stretch his hand to the sea. And the Bible says the sea parted for them. So the children of Israel went on dry ground. And so the sea that was standing as a barrier to them, the Bible says it stood as a wall to the right and to the left. It stood as a wall, as a defense for them. The children of Israel passed through the way that God had made for them. Unfortunately for the Egyptians, they pursued them. They entered into the sea with them. They had forgotten that God did not open the Red Sea for Egypt. He did not open the Red Sea for the Egyptians. He opened the Red Sea for the children of Israel to pass. Whoever wants to enter into the land or the way that God has made for you will find himself destroyed in such an attempt. So they followed them. But it is so interesting that God, because he wouldn't want the pursuers to catch up with the children of Israel, did something. In verse 24, he troubled the army of Egypt. He troubled the Egyptians when he looked down from heaven and from the pillar of fire and cloud. The Bible says he troubled the army of the Egyptians. May the Lord look down from heaven and trouble everyone and everything pursuing your life and your destiny. Anyone, anything that wouldn't let you go, that has vowed not to let you go to fulfill purpose and destiny, may the Lord look down from heaven and trouble them. So God troubled the army of the Egyptians for the sake of the children of Israel. And so God will trouble the adversaries for your sake, for the sake of your children. He will trouble the adversaries. Ultimately, as instructed by God, Moses stretched his hand again. When the children of Israel were clean passed out of the Red Sea, Moses stretched his hand again, his rod, towards the sea, and he closed up on the Egyptians, and they were all dead men. Verse 27 of Exodus chapter 14, the Bible says, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. All of them were destroyed. The pursuers of your life, of your destiny, of your children will be totally destroyed. None of them will escape. Whatever has pursued you hitherto, whatever has pursued your dream, pursued your children, pursued your marriage, pursued your destiny, pursued your health, shall be totally destroyed after the order of Pharaoh. They shall be consumed totally in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to have that confidence in the Lord your God. He has forbidden the pursuers from touching you. He has said pursuers will not meet you, and they will not come near you, and he's making it to come to pass. He's fulfilling it in your life and in your destiny. He's destroying the pursuers of your life by himself. And so the Lord will consume them after the order of Pharaoh by the Red Sea in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, trouble my pursuers in the name of Jesus. Let the pursuers of my life and destiny and family and business and ministry be troubled by you, the living God. Lift your voice and pray. This is my prayer, O God, that you will trouble the pursuers of my life, of my destiny, of my family, my children, my ministry, my business. Trouble my pursuers. It is a righteous thing with you, the living God, to recompense tribulation for those who trouble me. Trouble my troublers. Trouble those who are troubling me. Trouble those who are pursuing me. Trouble them, O God, by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let the pursuers who refuse to give up concerning me perish after the order of Pharaoh in the Red Sea. Let them perish after the order of Pharaoh. This is my prayer, O God, that pursuers that refuse to give up concerning me, let them perish after the order of Pharaoh. Let pursuers of my destiny, pursuers of my children, pursuers of my dream, let them perish after the order of Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice now and declare, from all oppressors of my life and destiny, from everything that is holding me bound and into slavery, I declare my freedom, my liberty today in the name of Jesus. I am free. My life is free. My destiny is free from every oppressor, from everything that has been holding me bound, every habit, every sin, every demonic oppression. I am totally free from every oppressor, from every pursuer. I am totally free. I decree my freedom. I decree my liberty through the blood of Jesus, the blood of the eternal covenant, by whom I have redemption. I have victory. I am victorious through Christ Jesus. I overcome through Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the Lord will cause you to be totally delivered from your oppressors. Every power, every force that is holding you bound, holding you into slavery, you are rescued from their grip today. You are delivered from their influence and power in the name of Jesus. I command your pursuers to give up, and every pursuer that has refused to give up, let them perish after the order of Pharaoh in the name of Jesus. The Lord will trouble your pursuers. The Lord will trouble everyone troubling you. It is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation for those who trouble you. For those or things that have troubled you, the Lord will recompense tribulation to them in the name of Jesus. You will fulfill your own purpose and destiny, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us today, day 8 half of our 12 days of prayer and fasting. Don't forget, we're fasting and praying for 12 days to take charge of year 2024. That is the instruction we have, to take charge in advance, and we're doing that now. Today is day 8. Join us today, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.